We are not releasing any numbers simply because this is an ongoing situation. We know that there's a high number of households affected in the thousands. There's been a great deal of casualties. I know that the ministry is talking about over 100 bodies that have been recovered so far, but we do expect that number to change. So we're not releasing any numbers right now until the government does.
What is the situation right now in Freetown?
Right now, we are dealing with about 13 different affected communities. There has been both the landslide or the mudslide, which has received a lot of attention, but there's also flooding in large parts of other areas of Freetown that we're trying to deal with. So really, our focus right now is to do three different things. We are trying to rescue those that have been caught under the rubble. As we go along, of course, the chances of finding survivors is getting smaller, but we are trying to work on that. The second is responding to the floods and the affected people, the survivors, families that have had to evacuate. We're providing food rations, dignity kits. We are trying to make sure that the victims are being buried in a safe and dignified manner, trying to help out with things like sanitation and water, which is becoming and continuing to be a big problem. And then the third thing we're trying to do is recovery and prevention. We are in the middle of rainy season. Last year, the heavy rains didn't come until September, so we are expecting more rain to come, and we need to be aware of where the risk areas are and how we can prevent something like this to happen again.
Can you just help us to paint a picture of how does the situation look like now where we had the mudslide and flooding?
The mudslide is, there's still rubble. People are desperately trying to see if they can find anybody alive under there. We're using everything from big construction companies have offered to come and help clearing out the debris with their big bulldozers. But we have pickaxes and shovels to try to get some of the debris out of the way. But there's still a mudslide that's reaching. I think we saw it for about a mile. And it's quite dangerous terrain. It's very slippery. It's a very steep hill. And we have a risk of new rains coming in as soon as later today. So we're trying to get things working as soon as we can.
And what is needed most at the moment now?
Medication, sanitation, food, and shelter.
Do you have the resources now, or you still need support from other people or other agencies?
We're currently sending out, so we had heavy rains again last night. So we sent out five different assessment teams that have gone out, and we're actually meeting in just a couple of minutes to try to compare our notes and see what kind of needs we have. When it comes to the immediate response with food and shelter, that's one thing, but the medium term, which is risk analysis and those sort of things, I would imagine that there will be a great need. But as I said, there needs to be an assessment, and I think the government will probably come with an appeal for help when that time comes.